is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An avalanche advisory is in effect in parts of Colorado and avalanche warnings from Montana to Washington State. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital and what the Vatican calls mild kidney complications that are being treated. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, Julio Jimenez says that he had traveled with a group of pilgrims to Assisi.
There's over 20 of us, so every morning we are praying for Pope Francis's health to be restored.
Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil and gas profits to the U.S., but in return, it gets no security guarantees. Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the German elections. Germany's conservative party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine and opposed to President Trump's overtures to Russia. This is ABC News. Health officials say the worst outbreak of measles seen in several years in Texas has been getting worse. Dozens more cases reported since Tuesday, more than a dozen patients in hospitals. Officials say nearly all of those infected are children, and in almost every case, the patient was unvaccinated. Dr. John Brownstein, Boston Children's Hospital, is an ABC News contributor.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country.
The CDC says nearly half the country has high or very high levels of acute respiratory illness, with flu deaths surpassing COVID deaths for the first time since the pandemic began. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says flu numbers are exceptionally high right now.
Right now, we're seeing signs of a relative peak, which we can remain hopeful for, but we have to remain cautious. The flu season extends until early spring, so you still have to protect yourself.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In at 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steam shirt and a smile for the boss. Always pack a healthy lunch, your hair slicked back, every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, how do you get it all done? Territory in the C-suite.
on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? Say please.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
yourself that you set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So make that little more. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
on the count of three. You know I love the way you look up close.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For you. Now you can cry your time away, 'cause all your words are too little, too late. They're too late, it's too damn late. And your spades to the hours real late, but it's too hard to love you in your heart I can take. And you offer me a diamond, but my love, it's too late, it's too late, it's too damn
local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pepper hair. The party stops. All eyes.
eyes are on this well-seasoned path. Who are these elder flowers shrouded in mystery? Don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary? Style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon. Oh, they are the
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
They're not here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Hey!
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you gotta rent her, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. Makes you drink coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil, and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News. The sister-in-law.